Okay, the current events of Sunday are on the first Aliyah. The current events of Monday are the second Aliyah. The current events of Tuesday are the third Aliyah. Today is the election of the President of the United States of America. In recent times, I can't recall so much emotion, so much energy on both sides of this debate. We live in a very polarized world, and being that we live in a world of technology, we live in one big global village, and add to that the pandemic that's raging all over the world. It's a very significant event that's happening today. Whoever's going to be the president of the United States affects basically every living creature on this earth. The leader of the free world, United States of America, with all of its power and influence, the direction it takes will be determined based upon its leader, and whoever the citizens of this country decide to be the leader will have a direct effect on every living creature on this earth. This is a major deal today. This is no small matter. And today is Parshas Vayera. All of this is happening against the backdrop of Parshas Vayera. And today is Tuesday, which means today is the third Aliyah of Parshas Vayera. Ha-foich ba, de-kula ba. It has to be that there's something in this parsha, Tuesday's Aliyah, which talks about this incredible event. So let's take a look. Let's take a look to Parshas Vayera, Shlishi. The parsha, the third Aliyah, begins. Vayavohu shnei hamalochim sidoima bo'erev. The angels enter into Sodom in the evening. Okay, two angels. One angel to destroy Sodom, one angel to save Lot. Viloit yoshev. He is sitting. B'shahar Sidon. He's sitting in the capital. He's sitting in the Oval Office. He's sitting in the gate of Sodom. I'm not making any comparison between Sodom and America. I'm not going there. Rashi on this pasuk says, the loit yoshev b'shahar Sidon. There's no vav. There's no vav between the yud and the shin. In other words, we have the ability to read it yoshav. He sat. Yoshav. Yoshev means in the present tense. Yoshav means he sat. What is the significance of this that there's no vav and we can read the word yoshev as if it was written yoshav? So Rashi says, Oisoi hayoim, on that day, minuhu shofet aleihem. He was elected. The day the malachim arrive in Sodom was the day of the election. Isn't this amazing? Parshas Vayera, Yom Shlishi, the very first pasuk, talks about an election. They elected Lot to be the leader of the free world. Sodom, they were so free, they didn't even believe, they weren't confined to any set of laws. No ethics, no religion, nothing. Freedom. Freedom from everything to a horrible extreme. But he was elected. Bo Bayom. Look at that. Haloi Davar. Tuesday. Yom Shlishi Parash Vayera. Oisoy hayoim minuhu shofet aleihem. The judge. In our context, it means the leader. And what did he do? We once spoke about this, but I want to develop it a little bit more, and I want to tell you new things that we never spoke about. And that is, we have a whole story. The angels come. He tells them, look, come inside. Come inside. Don't stay outside. It's dangerous out here. There are looters. They'll loot you. They're looters. And then he brings them in. And then all of a sudden there's trouble. The people, they see what's going on. They want the people. Give us the people. He want, and they start fighting with Lot. And then it says something very, very powerful. Vayaviu, he's the leader. Lot is the shofet. He is the leader. He was elected bo bayom. And what does he do? Vayaviu es Lot aleihem aboisa. And it says here three words which are gold. Vies hadeles sagaru. He locked the door. He protected them. He locked the door to protect them. The deles.
So plural.
No, he locked the door. He, that was later. Vayiskar, no, it says he locked the door. Vayaviu es loit aleihem. You're right, right, right. You're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, right. They locked the door. No, no, but before that it says, wait. You're right. Let's go back. Okay? I read the wrong pasuk. I said the wrong pasuk. I apologize. I was still right. They also locked the door. That's right. Vayikru eloit vayarmulo ayei hoanoshim asher bo elech haloyla. Where are the people? Hoitziyem aleinu v'neidoisam. Vayetze aleihem loit hapescha. They, where are the people? We want them. Lot went outside. Vayetze aleihem loit hapescha. Vehadeles sogar acharov. He, Lot, locked the door behind him. Why does it say that? Because that's what the shofet does. He protects his people. The role of a leader of a country that has been elected is to protect security. Okay, Benjamin Netanyahu, he always says, the primary role of the leader is security. To protect his people. The tool of the judge, of the shofet, of authority is the deles. Because the deles is the object which protects the members. You have to go into the room. There's a room, you gotta go in. How are you gonna get in if you don't go through the door? But you have to go and you have to close the door. It's gonna take me 2 minutes to finish up this vart. The hadeles sogar acharav. He locked the door. He protected them. In Parashas Mishpatim, when we learn about the Mitzorah, the Nirtza, what does it say there in the Pasuk? He take the slave, ad ho Elohim, to the judges, to the authority, and you take his ear that heard on Har Sinai, Avodaihem, and where do you take him to? El Hadeles oy El HaMizuzah. Why do you bore his ear through the deles and the mezuzah? Because the deles and the mezuzah are the tools of authority. The deles is the deles of Lot. The mezuzah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam, he passed over and he wiped out the Egyptians, the firstborns, what did we do? Put blood on the mashkef, on the mezuzah. And when the Malach HaMoves sees the blood on the mezuzah, the lo yitin hamashkes lovay el botechem lingoif. The mezuzah with the blood was protection from the Malach HaMoves. The Bezdin, Lot, was the shofet. He took the deles to protect from other people, from man and from the Malach HaMoves. The authority, ad yavay Elohim, authority, the Bezdin, the symbol of authority of the Beis Din, where we're going to perform this procedure, is the deles or the mezuzah. It is the role of the leader to protect their people. Where else do we find deles in this week's parasha? Two more times in the Haftarah. Elisha meets a woman. The woman says to him, I have no money, and my creditors are coming to take away my children. Elisha says, what could I do for you? What do you have in your home? And he tells her, I have in my home a flask of oil. So he says, go and borrow kelim, go into your home and shut the door. Shut the door and then pour from that one container of oil into all of the other kelim. Why did Elisha tell her to shut the door? Because this woman was now about to earn a living. She was about to make parnassa. And when it comes to make parnassa, it is the role of a leader to make sure that no one else takes away your parnassa. No one steals your trademark secrets. No one takes away your job. You have job security. You're protected. When this woman will now produce income, funds, to support herself through the technique that Elisha has provided her, the instructions are, lock the door. You lock the door. What does it say in the pasuk? Vayomer, she says to her, Uvos visogart hadeles. Lock the door, ba'adeichu va'ad bonayich. V'yotzakt al kol hakelim o'ele v'hamolei tasi. That's another role of government. It's to the economy. To protect the economy of the citizens. And where else do we have the word delis? At the end of the Haftorah. When the Isha Hashunamis tells Elisha, my child is dead. And he goes to her home. He goes into the room. And this is really awesome what it says here. There are really a lot of lessons what it says over here. This is one of the most beautiful psukim in the whole Tanakh, I think. Vayavo, Elisha enters into the room that the child is dead, lying on his bed, dead. Vayiskor hadeles. He locks the door. Be'ad sheneihem. Vayispalel el Hashem. And he davens. Why did he have to lock the door to daven? Because davening is something which needs protection. Freedom of religion. To daven without anyone disturbing you, without distractions, without people bothering you. You have to have privacy. You have to, not just privacy, you have to have a delis. The delis is the tool of authority. Vayiskor hadelis, he locked the door, vayispalil el Hashem. And what did he accomplish? Life. He brought back to life a child. He gave a woman simcha. He produced a bias. Through his tefillah, he created, I don't want to say the words, but I'll say anyway, the American dream. This woman, what's the real American dream? It's not the American dream. It's a universal dream. What is the universal dream? The American dream is to have a house, right? To have a house. That's the American dream. What's the real universal dream? To have a house. But you know what is a house? The house to have children. To have a family. That's the universal dream. He locked the door, and he davened, and he produced the universal dream of having a family, giving a person the right to have a family with the delis. The delis is used here in the context of security. The delis is used to preserve parnasa. The delis is used for the right of freedom of religion by Yispalel El Hashem. And the delis is used to produce the universal dream of producing a family. And all of this is happening today. Today, the citizens of this country are deciding who will be their leader, who will be the one in charge of the delis. Who's the one that will have authority to go ad hu Elohim? You go to the authority, Elohim means authority, and you take out the nearer to the Eved and you bring them to the Delis, Ayahala Mezuzah. Because the Elohim, the place of authority, is where they are in charge of the Delis. The Delis is the tool, is the object that is given, this has the power, represents the control to protect and preserve security, parnasa, religion, and the universal dream of having a family. Who is the one who has in their hand the delis? Whoever is in charge of authority, whoever is the chief, the commander-in-chief. Haloi Davar. Vayiskor hadeles ba'ado. Today, the first time the delos appears in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayera, Yom Shlishi, in the first Aliyah, Ba'oysoy hayoy minuhu. Haloy davar? There's a lot on the line today. The delos. What is the targum of the word delos in the targum? Dosha. Dosha. Dalit shin aleph. Dosha. And what do Chazal darshin? Dosha. Derech sham. The door is the place where you'll find the road. Derech sham. V'hoidatem es b'neichem. We learned today, es ha-derech, Chazal says, es ha-derech asher yelchu ba. It's not just only the door represents the koyach of security, of parnasa, freedom of religion, the universal dream of having a family. But the derech, the deles, is the dosha in Aramaic. Chazal say, derech sham. The leader has that deles, has the koyach to set a path, to forge a path forward for society, which affects every living creature. It trickles down. The policies of the United States of America, beyond a shadow of a doubt, trickle down and affect even people living in the most remote parts of this universe. It affects them. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. And we are mispalel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shavach Rachamim. Everything should go according to plan. We don't know what the future holds. We have Emunah Pshuta. Ribbono Shel Olam is pulling all the strings to bring about the result that will be the most benefit for Klal Yisrael and for the world. And we should be zeicha to have peace, security, prosperity, and may God bless America. Oh, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.
Wow. Yeah. Send this speech to Trump.